Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay coming to you from the island of Maui. I'm with the Violet Phoenix Publishing. We do self-publishing for people. If you have something that you've already written, we can help a little bit with editing, but that's not our major thing. It's mostly publishing with a ready-to-go manuscript. So go to the website, violetphoenixpublishing.com, if you have a book that you want to publish and get in touch with us, and we can help you with that. There's no hidden fees, and we won't lie to you and try to drag money out of you. The whole purpose is to try to get people's information out there. So today I wanted to focus on, you can talk, you can call in about whatever you want to call in about, as long as it has to do with raising your vibration. But I wanted to just each show I kind of mention a few things that are coming to mind that I think are important for people to know, because you can listen to the archives and you can learn a lot by just listening to the archives of the show. There's 30 shows at any given time, I think 30. So the thing I wanted to mention today before I get into readings, and I'll get into readings real soon, is I know a lot of people have heard about 1111, and that's a really big thing these days. Back when I used to see 1111, I knew what it meant. It just was instinctive, and that was back in the 70s. And then in the 90s, some people surfaced, and they were working with it, and there's a lot of things that people say about it. But the short story is that 1111, when you're seeing that, it means at that time you are aligned mind, body, spirit, and emotional. We're very multidimensional. It's a lot bigger than that. But just basically, when you're working on your ascension, that's what you focus on. You focus on your physical body, your mental body, your spiritual body, your emotional body. And a lot of people are carrying things from the past in their emotional body, and especially in the mental, because we receive just millions of pieces of information every day. And the older we get, that's why people age and die, because they start to shut down, because they're nothing but an accumulation of their past. And each day is new when it comes to spirit. So you want to get past all of the emotional baggage from the past, mental programming, things we've picked up about how life should be. You might even want to have a mentor who you can look up to, whether you know them or don't know them, who has been through the process and who is obviously living their life from their heart and living from their spirit. And they can be your guiding force until you feel strong in yourself. The other thing is, I always talk about Christ, because Christ laid down the tracks for us to follow in his footsteps and his energy. He came as pure spirit, pure God, manifested as a human. And what that did is it put it in this plane of consciousness. So that's why I talk about Christ a lot in my work. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the religious Jesus. I'm talking about the spiritual one. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, one of the bodies that we have to really focus on is our physical. And you got to take really good care of your physical body, because you can do all the spiritual work in the world and try to love and all of that. But if you're not loving and taking care of your body, you're not going to feel all the bliss, and you're not going to feel the signals from your soul if your body is really heavy and dulled down. So, you know, I'm not going to tell people how to eat here. I might do a show on how to eat, but a lot of people really need to eat a lot better, and that'll really help you with your ascension. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. Thanks for listening to me. I know this first caller, Whoops. Okay. All right. So 256, what can we work on today? How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
This is Carolyn.
Doing good
Georgia.
Today.
Good.
Pardon me?
I let you know that the last time I talked to you, you recommended your book. I bought your book. I haven't started reading it yet. But I'm just wondering, and you gave some good advice right before you picked up about making sure you're taking care of your body. But just checking in with my soul on where I am right now. Because I'm working on patience.
Ah, yeah. Patience. So it must be patience with your advancement, your flow, or patience with other people. Patience in general. You want everything all at once. Advancing. Patience with advancing. I remember last time I said something about your throat chakra, and I feel even more pressure. So I think I might have mentioned this, but I always use this so people can relate to how our energy works when it's coming from our soul. If you think of our soul as our life flow, like it's water coming through a faucet, and we get stuck if we stop the flow somehow. And one of the ways, that's one of the reasons I use the word stuck, because our soul is always there and it's trying to flow us. But we have certain things in our way that block the flow. And so I remember when I was talking to you that you need to express verbally what you're feeling inside or what you see or what you want to say. Have you done any of that?
I did some journaling, but I don't journal every day. I did some, but not all.
What I'm getting from Spirit that you can do is, I don't know, I picture you in front of a mirror. I don't know if the mirror is a significant part of it, but it's talk to yourself and talk to Spirit out loud.
Okay.
That'll really help you aligning with. The other thing I recommend to people a lot of times is, well, first of all, the breath, singing, talking. And when you're focusing on your singing or even just doing it or making sure that you're breathing, what happens is that invites and it spreads the energy of our soul into our body. And then what it also does is it puts it out into the, I tell people get out of the matrix, but you can be in the matrix, but not in the matrix. So you want to breathe that out and you want to put that vibration out, because when we bottle it up inside and just hold it, and like sometimes we're waiting for the ideal moment or whatever, or the right person or the right listener, for whether it be our voice for singing or for talking or our thoughts, ideas, if we're waiting, we can wait forever. So we need to put that out, and that puts that vibration out. And like every time I wrote my books, I would feel like, you know, like when you eat a big meal and you're all stuffed, I was like, it would be like so good. It just felt like I was getting it out and it would feel so good. And I'd feel so calm after I wrote them. It was like I'd accumulate this information. So creative people and people, especially people that have a big soul, a big purpose, have to actually act on it, whether or not somebody's listening. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted everybody to hear that. I sing and I have trouble finding the right musicians a lot of times. And last week I said, why am I waiting for musicians? I went, I put on my YouTube, it was night, it was a full moon shining on the beach, and I just sang to the ocean. I'm singing all these oldies, and I felt so good. And it was just a reminder that we have to do what we do. And that's what I'm getting, is that you got to do that. And that's what I got last time too. You'll feel a lot better and you'll feel your soul and get more, you know, familiar with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And that's a good thing for everybody to hear. So I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Let us know how you're doing. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to your voice, you know, and you can tell if it's pinched. It means you got something you have to express. You know, I got to tell you, you can hear me, but right now my switchboard is, the Wi-Fi I'm on when I do my show is, one of the reasons I'm not doing a 1-hour show is it, it goes on and on, if it drops. And then my switchboard doesn't work. You can still hear me because my phone is on a different line, but the switchboard is a little, it's back on. Okay, so 650 area code, what can we talk about today?
Hi, Elena. Thanks for taking my call. So in his life where he'd like to leave his job, which he's had for many years, and do something else. And I'm wondering, I know you don't do predictions, but this is more like what we need to know at this time in our life for our soul journey, for his soul journey. Obviously, what he does affects me, so I feel like, you know, it's we're one.
I realize that.
Would love for you to just give us whatever your impression.
I get a lot of information. Spirit wants me to focus on the person who called. I will get information on another person sometimes. But I align with a certain group of ascended masters, and they give me what they're going to give me. I know that when, especially when people are married to somebody else and been with them for a long time, you're almost like one energetically. It's kind of hard to be separate. So how come he doesn't? Does he listen to the? Have you listened to the show before?
No,
is this the first time.
I have actually listened before. He's just too busy off. He's actually on a business trip, so I'm sort of his messenger. I convey things every now and then.
Yeah. So he wants to leave his job. I am feeling like I'm getting some information from spirit. I'm getting the sensation on the top of my head. So he wants to leave his job because I'm getting something. What is that? I'm looking at him. What I'm getting is that, is there anything you've thought of that, focusing back on you, but I'm kind of getting this. Is there anything that you've thought of or you've ever talked about with him that you are thinking of doing together?
Very much so, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, yes. And I got it very strong. So that's a yes, and that's a yes. I mean, so whatever that is, I totally got I can explain how I get my readings. My readings are step by step. That's why I tell people when you're learning how to use your intuition, you get one thing and then don't go running with it. Then wait, and spirit will give you another thing that'll help you understand it. And I first got wants to be with you, needs to be with you. But I saw it as healthy. And then I got the big tingles across the top of my head, and it was doing something together. And then I said that to you. So, you have a mutual interest, and it seems like some kind of service to the public. Is it?
It is.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have this vision to help be of service, exactly. And very much dedicated to that.
Good. Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting behind that text.
Right,
I got a yes and a yes. I got a yes and a yes, and it's very strong. All of this was very strong. So it's meant to be, it's divine timing, and also, there was something else that I was getting from spirit, that it's, I can't remember what it was. It couldn't have been that much of a,
sorry, you were about to say something, and
yeah, I know.
I had asked. Shoot, she'll let you just. Sorry.
No, it's not public. Anything else you want to know about that?
Because
I don't have. Let me see if I got anybody else on the switchboard. I usually have a really full, but I didn't set up the show until late yesterday. And if I do that, I usually don't get as many callers because they advertise the show throughout the week, and that's how people know it's on. So if you have anything else you want to ask me about that, you can go ahead.
Okay. What kind of work do you see us doing? Because we've talked about doing something together, but it was more abstract and not really fine-tuned because the opportunity, we sort of felt it was like far off, and now that, you know, you're getting a yes, like it seems like it's not so far away now. So I'm just I would love to explore with you what you see, like in terms of what we possibly, with the target audience, or what type, you know, within the service you're wanting to help.
That's what I what was my gift that was given to me in the early 90s was that I was refining my use of my intuition to help people with their life path. I was intuitive all my life, but it was all over the place, and I was always picking up spirits and ghosts and all that kind of thing and getting pulled around by spirits. So I can tune in to, I might need to talk more. I think I got it. All right. I got to get out my mental pictures of what I think. Are you involved in a church?
We used to be very, very intimately involved, not so much now. We probably will be getting back into it eventually.
I don't know why I'm seeing a church. The reason I'm just throwing it out there because that's what I was shown. So let me look at your gifts and see what I'm getting. So I guess I think what I was getting is something that and I'm getting conventional. Sorry, this is a little slow to come. Usually comes the gifts and stuff, but there must be a reason for it. Okay, so I'm seeing conventional, and I'm trying to think if it means don't go conventional, think outside the box, or stay conventional. I'm getting that your mental disposition is more conventional. And that in order for you to tap into what, and this is your lesson for you, this is like part of your ascension lessons, and I'd love to hear from you on this, and I might get something else from this, but this is what I'm getting, is that you need to, when you're thinking of the past and you're envisioning the future, you have to be careful about the mental imprints you have from the past that are more conventional and more in the box, that you might be surprised at what you really feel that you should be doing. But I think you probably need to sit with this now. And then when you tell your husband, are you going to tell him that you asked an internet intuitive?
Yeah, why not?
Or are you just going to say, yeah. And she said she picked it up real strong. I'm getting that a heart-to-heart will help you bring it out, but that's part of, you know, I talk about ascension, and ascension is aligning with your inner instincts. And I'm getting that when you get together with your husband face to face and you're together and you're saying, okay, when and what, that it's the creative is going to start flowing. But I'm seeing something and I'm not 100% sure what it is that I'm seeing. I'm seeing like you're going to help people bridge gap of understanding of some sort. What do you think, and then the church thing comes up again. Do you want to share with me what your experience in church was, just kind of briefly?
It was more of like a temple that we attended. That was fine. It was just I don't know what my
do you have some kind
there,
of expertise? Do you have expertise with a couple things such as substance? Do you have insight into people who use substances or something?
No, actually, I don't have any experience with like substance abuse or helping people with that. I think right now my current passion is to sort of help people with the grief process and bereavement.
Okay.
That's my current focus. And so maybe that's the bridge you're talking about. I don't know.
You're going to help people with, that's perfect. That perfectly fits in. Like I said, I was having trouble seeing what it was exactly. Part of the problem is I'm looking at some things and sometimes I have to close my eyes so that I don't can see my mental picture better.
Right,
so yeah, that
right.
would fit into that. Like I said, okay. So I'm getting that you're going to have your own way of helping people bridge their thinking into
mm-hmm.
something better, not the conventional mm-hmm. wisdom around grief. And you probably already have it. And I'd have to say, like, for me, what I have learned and what I pass on a lot of times to people is helping them understand that you know, I actually have a show on this, The Continuity of Consciousness. It's one of my earlier shows on this station, that there's a continuity of consciousness.
Right.
It doesn't end when the person dies.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's really important for people accepting death. And that's funny because just yesterday I was thinking about when my grandmother crossed over in 1968, how devastated I was at that abrupt ending. And then later mm-hmm. in life came to understand that that's not the end. And I'm
absolutely.
Thinking, you know, something like that. I'm getting, yeah, mm-hmm. You definitely, yeah, you're just going to help people see it differently.
Right.
And you
that
have your own
sense.
Approach and use your intuition when you're with people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that you can handle that individual in a way that makes sense to them. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good. I'm glad you called in with this one. So let me know how that's progressing and have your husband call in one of these times. I could probably do a show on, I should do a show on mediumship. And I really want to do like Zoom meetings on intuition and mediumship and stuff too, because that's part of ascension is aligning with that. Well, thanks for
absolutely.
Calling in.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Stay in touch. Okay, aloha.
I will stay in touch.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah, because I set up the show just last night. I forgot to set it up. We don't have that many calls, so I'm just going to end a few minutes early unless somebody wants to call in. I'll give you a few seconds to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to end the episode. But remember to love yourself, take care of your body, and be patient to let your spirit show itself to you, because the old doors are closing, if not closed. Oh, I got a caller here. All right, I'm going to go to this call. Okay. 347, you are on the air, I think. Yeah,
hi.
There you go.
Hi. How are you? Thanks
good, how are you?
Call. I'm good.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask if I could, when do you see me leaving my current job?
That's not the kind of readings I do at all.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Let's see if we can rework that. Do you want to rework the question?
In what way?
I don't do like, because that's not how things work really, and I guess I already know that. It's about energy and raising your energy. So do you want to share with me why? Because I tune into your voice, and that's how I read your soul and what your soul wants me to tell you. And I tell people what their next best step is. I help people with understanding their next best step. So do you want to tell me why do you want to leave your job?
Well, it's just very abusive. The department I work in, the women, it's all women. And they've been here for like 20-something years. They're not nice. They're unprofessional. They're used to each other. And it's just they're all... done with their life. They're all from this small town I live in, and I don't fit in this town, and then the people there don't really like me, and I don't really like them, because they're just stuck in their ways, and they're not, like, in touch with the rest
mm-hmm.
of the world, and they just don't really care for me. They act jealous and, like, you know, threatened, and I've been here since last summer, and it only took me about a month to see that this is not the place for me. I would find notes about me in the garbage.
Oh my gosh, I've been through this before. I hear you. Yeah. No,
just,
no, no,
you know,
no, no. Yeah, that's a whole dynamic.
And we're rude.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. So it just acted like really nasty to me. Like it was like a club.
So you're kind of, yeah, I know what you mean. So you're getting kicked out of hell, is what I always say. So let me see what's in you. Like, what would be your approach to extracting yourself from this situation? That would be how I could help you. So why are you, you don't want to leave? Because are you afraid that, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of times people are afraid to leave a job because they need the income and they don't see what's on the other side. But in order to, you can sometimes walk out of one place, and if you do it well, you can have another door just open right up for you. So do you know how to leave this place well? Can you feel it from your heart center? What's a good way to leave?
Well, definitely give 2 weeks notice, hand in my resignation, and not leave until I found another job. I've been looking since last spring for the right job, and I just haven't gotten the right offers yet. I mean, I've gotten some before, and they were a lot less than what I'm making, and I'm afraid to leave.
Right,
so
the money.
Low.
Right.
So,
yeah,
and right now,
I know what you mean.
Anything, I'm willing to even kind of leave just for a little less, just so I could be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to go so bad. It's always something.
Yes. So what you want to do is, I know you're concerned about the money, but unfortunately the only way to energetically, it's always about the energy, is you give your notice, and you maybe can even leave. If there's too much grief, you can leave. You need to stand up for yourself, I'm getting in this situation, but gently stand up for yourself. Give the 2 weeks notice. I'm working with your soul on this. So I'm not just making this stuff up, because there's a lot of things that come into play. So you give your 2 weeks notice. If there's too much grief, you excuse yourself and say, I'm not going to put up with this any longer. But what you got to make sure about is when you leave, you do tell them that this is unacceptable. You don't have to argue about it or defend yourself. But then when you leave, you need to find a way to cleanly put it all behind you and give yourself a few days of just breathing space, clear the energy. I don't see you getting any big psychic attacks from these people once you're gone. They'll just pick a new victim. And then, so you want to just extract yourself gently with no karma. And then you need to just forgive and forget and put it all behind you. And then you will be led to a better. I do sense that, you know, that you know that you deserve better than that. And you'll be led to that as long as you don't incur any karma on your exiting. And karma is not what a lot of people think it is. Karma, according to your energy flow, is any negative thinking or any imbalanced thinking. And you're not, you are in balance by believing that this is out of line. You can see why it's happening and that you do not have to put up with this. That's in balance, and that is clearing, that's karmic clearing when you take that position. So being able to just clear it out and put it behind you will lead you to the next open door. The problem is, a lot of times when we're in a situation, another door won't open up. And I did hear you say, I feel like just leaving and putting it behind me. So that is what you need to do, because when you're in it, you can't get the other door to open. You got to close one before the other one opens. So I hope that works out really good for you, and you can do something.
Can I just ask something?
I've been applying
because I'm not used to leaving a job until I have another. And I was saying I would even job now for one that before I wouldn't leave because they were offering me a lot less. Now I would be willing to even step away for one that would offer me a little less. But I haven't gotten anything lately. So that's why I'm calling to ask.
That's what happens. Yeah. Right. No, that's not how it works. I'm here to explain to people how it works in the higher energy. See, we're not in the matrix anymore. We're not in 3D. That's all 3D logic. And I'm here to help people if they want help with how the new energy works. And so I'm explaining that, which is, it's vast. I mean, I've been studying this all my life. And the new energy works that way, that in order to move to your better thing, you need to be in that. You attract what you are. So if you're in the situation and you're concerned about money and you're not in a good job, you don't like it, you're going to keep attracting that. That's how the new energy works. You attract what you're putting out. So you kind of need to study that subject. You might want to check, if you're not that clear on what I'm talking about, because I do have to wrap it up, check into Esther Hicks' books. And I have a book, Wishing on Your Own Star, that's like $4 or $5 on Amazon as an ebook. But I think you need to understand the law of attraction, because that's what I've been trying to explain. Okay, sorry it wasn't as concrete as you'd like it to be, but I'm here to explain how to ascend, not how to cope with the matrix. So I'm gonna have to end it there, and good luck with that. Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Aloha. Sorry, I get a little, sometimes I really want, I'm a people pleaser, I really want to help everybody, but sometimes it's kind of hard, and it just depends on what people know already, and it's time for people to align, like I say in the show description. It's time to align with your higher purpose, and you have to do the best you can. Sometimes it's in increments, but it's just the energy of the planet now. We're moving into a much better, it doesn't look like it, but that's because the dark stuff is being flushed out. So I'll bring that subject up again on the next show, but I'll see you next Sunday. Aloha.